Good morning, everybody. How are you doing out there? This is Andrea Eppolito, and we are together today celebrating life, luxury, and above all else, love. I want to share with you something that is really, really heartbreaking. It's an email that I received earlier this week, and it details a client's experience having hired, quote unquote, the wrong wedding planner. Now, this particular bride was referred to me, and while we hit it off really well during our initial consultation, her mother-in-law was insistent on booking a company that offered partial planning. They had already identified the venue that they wanted to be married at, and the mother-in-law really believed that they didn't need a full-service planner. As long as they were booking vendors from the venue, they felt they'd be fine. So while this was an opportunity to make really great money on the event and to work with a bride that I felt I had a great connection with, ultimately I did not offer the partial planning. We each went in different directions, and it has been well over a year since our initial consultation. But just this week I received the following. Dear Andrea, how are you? I wanted to send you this email and let you know how accurate you were about the importance of finding the best planner for your wedding. I already got married, and she goes on to list the date and the place, and I know the only reason that we couldn't work with you was because my mother-in-law only wanted a partial planner. Oh well, I should have pushed harder and listened to you. I know it's been about 2 months since the wedding, but I still feel awful about a lot of things that happened. We ended up hiring a different planner that did take partial planning, and I wish we didn't. I thought I'd let you know that every time I get asked by friends who are thinking of getting married in Las Vegas, I mention your name as the best planner in town. I guess it's too late now for regrets. It won't change anything, including the most important details in the wedding that were quote-unquote overlooked somehow. My sister's getting married in Florida, and she asked me what the best advice I could give her would be. I told her to always look for the best planner. No matter what your vision is, no matter how much money you spend for something, in the end, when you see that the smallest details, and sometimes even the biggest ones, were not done, it will definitely make you feel defeated. This was how I felt after the wedding, and until today, to be honest. I wish we could turn back time. If I could, then you would have made the biggest difference in my wedding. I know we never got to meet in person, but I've been following your work and you're definitely an inspiration. Maybe one day I can work with you, hopefully. I hope you're enjoying your weekend. Sincerely. And then we're just going to call her the remorseful bride. Now, just to start, isn't that heartbreaking? I mean, this is so sad. It's devastating to receive something like this. It's also very flattering, but in the end, it gives us a lot of things to talk about today. First, I want to start by saying that this is in no way meant to disrespect the company that did book her event. I screen grabbed her email and I posted it on Instagram, and despite my best efforts on social to be as discreet as possible, there were some people who did reach out to me and recognize this client based on the way that she writes and just, you know, her syntax and her vibe. Some vendors absolutely raved about this bride, and they couldn't wait to kind of throw support behind her and get into the mix and talk about how unhappy it was and how many things went wrong and how sad it was and that they should have booked me. And then other people reached out and gave me an opposing view that suggested that this particular client had unrealistic expectations or made things difficult in her own way, that they didn't enjoy working with her. End of day, none of it matters. The fact is that there was a client who had a really bad experience throughout what should have been the most fantastic time of her life. And whether it was her expectations or a personality conflict, it's a planner's job to manage the experience, not only for the bride, but for the partnering creatives and for the guests. Now, I truly believe that I did the right thing in not taking this couple. But I also believe that despite how they feel now, they did the right thing in not booking me. And here's why. This client did not understand who I am and what I do. Had they booked me, they would have had a totally different experience in planning their wedding. Not better, not worse, but different. We would have set up different expectations in the beginning of planning, and we would have worked with different teams. Now, maybe things would have gone wrong, and the mother-in-law would have turned around and said, "See, if we would have done this ourselves, none of these things would have ever happened." And this could have even been worse, the wedding would have been perfect. They would have had a flawlessly beautiful experience. But then the mother-in-law would have turned around and said, "See, look how easy this was. Anyone could have done this. We didn't need such extensive services." Either way, these are not my people, and I was not meant to be their planner. The problem is that it opens up questions about what exactly is a wedding planner's job? What should you expect from the company that you hire? And there's all of this confusion about who we are as an industry and what we do. The market has been somewhat bastardized by a lot of professionals that are offering various services at different price points. We as an industry are outthinking the room with terms like wedding planner, wedding consultant, wedding coordinator, wedding designer. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. And it becomes useless to try to differentiate in this way because all it does is create confusion. And that makes it difficult for couples to understand the services that they are booking, and it makes it really difficult for them to make educated decisions on what they should have. Now, I can really only speak for myself when I approach wedding planning. I believe that wedding planning should absolutely be a comprehensive, full service, very indulgent experience. I want to cater to every need that my couple has. And that is why when I am working with a couple, I'm really trying to spend as much time as I can getting to know them on like a really intimate cellular level so that I can design an experience that only they can have, that only they can offer to their guests. There is an element of artistry to event design. There are also logistics. There are budgetary factors. I have to become your accountant, your therapist, your best friend in a box. I'm your interior designer, your personal chef, your personal shopper. It's my job to educate you on every element that we are considering for your wedding. I have to keep you on point when it comes to etiquette. I need to offer you creative and new ideas, but also respect the tradition and the history and the importance of what we're doing together. A wedding planner's job is not just to manage the day itself, but the entire experience leading up to the day so that an email like this never gets sent. So, you know, for example, let's talk about managing budgets and services. A wedding planner is not only there to manage the end-all budget, but to explain to you what your dollar is buying. We need to explain to you the value of the purchase. There's a limitation on budget, but it also influences the experience that you and your guests have. Every dollar that you spend should further the process along. And if you as a client don't understand the impact that your money is making, then you are not going to make those payments with any level of confidence. Or worse, you're going to pass on something because you don't understand how critical it would be. Now, there are wedding planners out there that can kind of shrug their shoulders and say, but it's a total excuse. You know, my client just didn't want it. They weren't willing to pay for it. When the reality is that the planner did a very poor job in explaining why this particular item, this service, this experience is so critical and so important to moving the experience along. It also means that they didn't manage the budget properly because they should have allowed for that in the end-all number. So that's one place where there's a lot of confusion. Another place in terms of what different planners do and how they should go about it is this feeling of that the customer is always right. And so there are clients who come to the table feeling like, I am hiring you, and it is your job to give me whatever I ask for, no matter what it takes. Whether you have to bend the rules, break them, bully other service providers, whatever it is that I ask for, you need to do that, and you need to do it on budget. This is just not the case. This thinking creates drama, it creates aggravation, and it ultimately leads to broken hearts. Now, I want to give a real-world example, but I also don't want to be injurious, and I don't want to kind of betray any confidences, but I will say that I have a couple right now, and on our very first meeting, the bride really wanted In-N-Out Burger to come to the ballroom in a major hotel and do food for her after party. Now, for those of you who aren't familiar with Las Vegas, you are not allowed to bring in outside food and beverage to any catering space on the Strip. And on our very first phone call, I explained to her, this is not something that we are going to do. I gave her the reasoning why. I offered her alternatives in terms of like, we could still do sliders, we could brand them, we could do something really cute. But every time she came to me and said, but I don't understand. I mean, can't you just ask for it? Why can't we get this done? And every single time my answer is the same. This is not something the hotel is going to provide you with. We cannot get this waived. And I will have the conversation because that's my job and I am always willing to have the conversation. But in a broader sense, my job is to explain to you what the limitations of the day are. It's to set expectations that we can meet and exceed. It's not to promise you something that you cannot have. And so did I disappoint my couple in telling them this? In the short term, yes, I did. Would I have made my closing process easier if I just said, oh yeah, sure, we can talk about that, knowing it's a promise that I couldn't keep? Yeah, I could have. But all that would have done was make the next 6, 9, 12 months miserable. Instead, I manage the experience so that they don't spend their time hoping and fighting for something that I know they can't have. And at the end of the day, they can't blame me for the fact that they don't have it. I was clear about what their options were up front. So, you know, these are things that a professional wedding planner should do, even though it's difficult up front. Now, you know, I find it interesting that when I posted this on Instagram, there was a lot of discussion because, I mean, essentially, I walked away from the table by refusing to offer the service that the client wanted, which was the partial planning. And people kind of came back to me and they were like, I got to ask, like, did they have money? Why didn't you just do it? If the client was willing to pay your rate and their budget was very much within my full rate, then why didn't you just take the client? Now, this is insane, people. This is infuriating, and it's what gives our profession a bad name. Taking on a client that I don't fully connect with in terms of expectation, taking on a client that wants something that I don't believe I can offer or that I don't want to offer, friends, this is a money grab, plain and simple. It is the highest level of disrespect, because what I'm saying to them is my contributions, the stuff in my head, the things that I believe in my heart, and what I believe to be true about wedding planning doesn't matter. And what you want as a couple, what you're asking for, also doesn't matter. All that matters is that you pay me and that I cash a check. This disrespects the couple. It disrespects my business and my brand. It disrespects my soul in terms of what I do and why. But more importantly, it disrespects the couples that I have now. This takes away from the clients that have committed to the process that I've set up. It takes away from the time and effort and energy that I can give to the clients who are 100% all in, that have committed to me and that I've committed to. And I can't do that. I won't do that. Now, there's another kind of snarky answer about why didn't I just offer the partial planning? And it's, you know, have you ever hired a partial doctor to give you treatment for something? Would you hire a partial contractor to build half your house where you're like, I'm going to lay the foundation, but you actually build out the rooms? Or a partial accountant to do your taxes? Did you ever write up your own briefs and then just hire a lawyer to file them? Of course not. It's insane. So why does anyone think that it would be acceptable to have a professional, educated wedding planner take full responsibility for the outcome of an event when they are only partially being compensated for it? I mean, go back and listen to this email. At the end of the day, this bride is not blaming her services. She's not blaming any other service provider associated with her wedding. The entire complaint is about the wedding planning company when all they did was agreed to provide partial services. So how is that fair? I have friends and colleagues that offer partial planning and even day of wedding planning. Now, I do not now, nor have I ever offered either of these services for two reasons. Number one, I have zero desire to do anything unless I can do everything. The only way that I believe I can guarantee the outcome of your event, the only way that I can be comfortable producing the most important day of your life and the most expensive party that you will ever throw, is if I have my hand in absolutely every element. I need to be Oz behind the curtain. I need to be able to touch and see and approve of absolutely every element in your day. Because when something goes wrong, and something always goes wrong, everyone in that room is going to turn around and they're going to look at me. And I need to have the ability to control the universe and to bend it to my will. I can't half-ass that. That is not something that I can only do halfway. Which leads me to number two. The fact of the matter is, I personally do not believe that either of these services are a viable way to do business in the luxury market. Let's look at the idea of a partial planner, okay? Let's say you've selected your venue, and maybe you have your eye on a photographer and a florist. What does that mean for me as the planner? Do I never have to see these people? Do I not talk to them? Does that mean that I can be like, oh, well, venue's done. Do I not have to send them a timeline or manage them on site? Of course I do. I still have to do, just because you've said this, I like this, that doesn't absolve me of the responsibility I have and the work. I still have to join you at your tasting. I still have to do a walkthrough of the venue. I still need to load and to manage the load in and the tear down. I have to work with your photographer to arrange for all of your formal portraits to make sure they have a shot detail list. I have to worry about giving them a break so that they can go to the bathroom or maybe eat after a 9, 10, or 12 hour day. I'm still responsible for checking in every floral. I'm still responsible for every table, every chair, every linen. I have to do this while still sound checking to make sure that the band is good. So all of these decisions that you think you've made, you haven't. These things still need to be managed. They still need time. They still need attention. And if anything, it is way more difficult to play catch up because I'm trying to fix mistakes that you may have forgotten you made months ago, before I even got involved in the process. So partial planning, I can't save you money if you've already signed a contract. I can't educate you on the differences, the observable differences between vendors. I can't do any of that. And in terms of wedding day planning, I'm looking for a wedding day wedding planner. This is not planning on any level. This is coordination. And truly, all it is box checking. A wedding day coordinator, a day of coordinator, is there checking boxes to see that the things that you tell them you've booked and the things that you tell them happen are going to happen the way that you believe that they should. So if something goes well or if something goes poorly, that is not your wedding coordinator's responsibility. That's not their fault. And there's very little, truly, that they can do. I mean, let me say this. A coordinator who is highly educated, who has a history in planning, who may or may not have some relationships, there's always stuff that they can do on site. But they have zero standing contractually. They have not had an opportunity to deep dive into your event. And quite simply, this is not what they're paid for. They are paid to say, is the photographer here? Check. Did the flowers show up? Check. They ordered a wedding cake. Do we have a wedding cake? Check. And if something goes wrong, can they kind of fix it? Sure. But they cannot and they will not ever have the same level of an emotional commitment that somebody will have after they have spent the last year with you. You cannot fabricate that level of feeling or care. It does not exist. And so if you're a professional out there and you're listening to this, I urge all professionals, do not claim to be a wedding planner when you are simply coordinating what somebody else has done. And when somebody calls you for this service, please educate them on the difference between what a full planner can do and what you are offering. So, you know, that's for the planners and the pros out there. If you are a couple or you are just a wedding and event lover and you are here, maybe just trying to get some education, maybe listening because you're not sure what direction to go in, I will urge all couples, please recognize the very, very important differences that exist throughout these lines. You must educate yourself on not just the services that you need, but what it is that you want. What you get from a dedicated wedding consultant who spends time, who invests in you, versus a partial planner, versus an on-site coordinator. These are very, very different experiences. They come at very different price points, and they have immeasurable impacts on your day. So to wrap this up, I want to kind of go back to the email. I want to let you know that I have been in the hospitality industry and working in weddings for the last 20 years. I have absolutely encountered clients that I really thought going in, I'm going to vibe with this person. We are going to get along so well. I love this bride or this groom. And for whatever reason it is, it starts to become really clear that we're not going to work well together. In those instances, I have done my best to maintain a professional demeanor. I've tried to facilitate open communication rooted in respect. I've made every effort to try and find a way through the process to ensure that everyone is happy with the experience. At times, it has come very, very clear that that outcome could not be realized. And when that happens, I have taken myself out of the equation. There have been times where I've had to sit down with clients and say, I think we all agree that this is not working and we need to negotiate a separation. I mean, I feel literally gross even talking about this, but these conversations are not easy. They are not fun. They result in legal complications, in financial complications. There are hurt feelings and embarrassment. And just thinking about having to go through those today makes me feel uneasy. And I appreciate the fact that there are clients out there that I have separated with that were not happy with the fact that we needed to end our relationship. But I guarantee you that once those relationships were severed, each of those clients went on to find a planning company that would better suit their needs. And I know this because oftentimes I'm the one directing them to another consultant, or I followed up with them to make sure that their wedding took place the way they wanted it to, or I reached out to the creatives, because my responsibility to the process does not disappear when we sever a contract. I take this job so personally. When I do it from my insides. I mean, think about what it is that we do. I've dedicated my life to standing on the sidelines and creating magical moments for other people. That's what I put into the world. If I have a superpower, it's that I build experiences and I literally conjure up the most amazing moments that could possibly exist. That's why I only take 6 to 10 clients a year. Because when I do this, when I come into your life, I give everything that I have. I can't give everything to the masses. It can't be for everybody. It can only be for couples that understand that wedding planning is a full contact sport. This is triage. I expect you to go into the trenches with me. I expect you to get your hands dirty. There are going to be hard conversations. We are going to do a lot of deep work together. It's going to be fun. I mean, we are going to lunch, we're going to dinner, we're going to cocktail, but we are going to get down to who you are as a person, who you are as a couple. We're going to talk about money, sex, finances, expectations. We are going to have hard stuff. And if that doesn't sound like fun, if being a full participant in this process doesn't sound like something that you would enjoy or that you want to do, then I am not your planner. But if you are a couple out there and you are in the middle of working on your wedding and you have a company, I don't care if it's your venue, your planner, your florist, your caterer, if you feel uncomfortable with the process, if you don't like the way it's going, if you believe that there has been a breakdown of respect or trust, then the only thing I can do is tell you to get out. Get out now, at all cost, no matter what. Write the big check, have the difficult conversation, because the only thing more difficult, the only thing more costly, and the only thing more heartbreaking than having to do this uncomfortable work and untie yourself from people who don't serve you is sitting back a year later and writing an email like the one that I got this weekend. I mean, I hope this has given you a little bit of insight into the process of what it is like to be a wedding planner. I hope it's given you insight into the process of what it's like to be a couple. I hope that you are starting to think of the myriad of decisions that everyone is faced with, whether you are a client or a consultant. I truly believe that after deciding who you will marry, selecting your wedding planner is the most important decision you will make. Your wedding planner sets the tone for everything that happens from the moment that you call us. We are the people that care the most about your experience, your guest experience, and we are the gatekeepers to the memories that you're going to look back on 10, 20, 50 years from now. So if you are a couple and you have any questions whatsoever about wedding planning, whether it's with me or somebody else, even if you feel like she is not my planner, but you have a question, I would love to answer it. So please leave a comment, send me an email. You can reach me. My email address is Andrea, that's A-N-D-R-E-A, at Eppolito Events. That's E like Edward, two P's like Paul, OLITOEVENTS. And if you are a wedding pro, I would love to hear your thoughts on this topic. If you agree with me, if better yet, if you don't agree with me, come on the show. Let's have a healthy debate. Let's talk about the different services that we all choose to offer and choose not to offer. Again, I don't want anyone to think that if you are a partial planner, if you do day of coordination, there is a client for that. There is a space for that out there. I am glad that you are holding that space. It is just not the space that I have a desire to be in, which is fantastic because it means we can just be friends. But again, shoot me an email, send me a DM. I am on social media everywhere at Andrea Eppolito. There is an open door policy. I hope you have figured out by now that I am 100% transparent. I want to let you all in so that we are all making the best decisions that we can make. I believe that information is power. And the more information you have, the better that you will be at celebrating a life of, you know, life, luxury, and above all else, love. So until next time, my friends, thanks for spending some time with me. Looking forward to seeing you all soon.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.